Halacha is tzrichos machshava. You have to have machshava likashi atolshu. That after you pick them off, you have to have machshava to give it a shem oichol. It should be mekabel tuma. Since the beginning, when you planted l'shem a behema, so to feed it the animal, so it doesn't have a shem oichol on it. And while it's growing, you can't give it a machshava. It's only after you pull it off, then you can have a machshava to make it into an oichol. And then it'll be hooksha, then it'll be fit l'kabel tuma if mashkin comes on it. So what's the chiddush over here of Rabba Bar Bachona? So Mora says that Ksav he holds Machsheves Chibur Loishmei Machsheva. Kol's man is still attached to the ground. This Machsheva means nothing. Machsheva is only chal afterwards, not when it's attached to the ground. Omar Rabba said this. Afanam Amatin we also learned. It's like a riot to Rabba Bar Bachona. That a Machsheva you have, or the thing is still attached to the ground, is not called a Machsheva. As we learn like this, Yud Gimel Dvar Nemru B'Nevela Soif Tor. There are 13 halachis said special about Nevela Soif Tor. This is one of them. That's Richa Machshava. You have to have Machshava to make it into an Eichol. You have to think that you want to use it for food. The Einat Rich Hechsha, but does not have to have Hechsha, means you don't have to have water put on it. So what does Rabbi say? Amo, we see from here that Machshavet Chayim Loishma Machshava. That's that you have machshava mechaim to use it. It's not called a machshava. Because here we're talking about like this. And the velas oif tor means when the bird was alive. So it's a bird that's tor. You mustam have in mind. You plant eat it. You plant shecht it. What happened later was it died by itself. It became an avela. Now it's also achila. But the question is though, you had already machshava when it was alive to use it for food. So if that machshava is good later when it dies, what do you have to think again? You plan to use it for food. Elamai tzarai terapunam. That when something is alive, a machshava does not help on it to make it into an eichel. It's only after it's dead that you have to have, or else after it's picked off the tree, then you can have a machshava to make it into an eichel. Now here by Nevelas Oif Tor, it's like this. The other Torah says a special gzeras akostiv, that when this bird dies in Nevelas Oif Tor, if you just touch it, you do not become tamei. But if you eat it, when you swallow it, the base of bliya, that's gzeras akostiv, it's metamei you, and all the begodim you're wearing, that's called tumei chamura. There's a special chiddush now that such a thing that has a tuma chamur like this oilof neveis oilas nevelas oif tor. Now let's say before you eat it, does it have any tuma? So menastam no, it doesn't even have tumas oichlin because menastam is aray metit. But let's say you have machshav, but you plan to feed this to a goy, you have a plan to use it for food. So then the loch is it has a shem oichel on it. Now that it has a shem oichel, it has tumas oichlin. It's like an avatum neget oichlin that it could be metama oichlin umashkin, not a nodim. It is not a nodim, it's only rishon l'tuma. Now this halacha usually for something to become tummy, it needs a hechsher, means water has to come upon the food first. But here, since this oilavelas oif, a soifai has a tuma chamura, therefore that's the halacha does not need any hechsher. But you just need machshava l'chila to make it into an oichel. Once it becomes into an eichel, automatically now it has this tumas eichlin on it, that if it touches other eichlin or other mashkin, it'll be metamidin. Smor says, Hochinami, so there's a proof to Rafuna, Hochinami, that machsheves chibur loishmo machsheva, that calls the man the food is still attached to the tree, it's not called a machsheva, you can't make it into an eichel. You have to have machsheva, like Rafuna says, tzricha machsheva likashi tolshu, after you pick it off the tree. Now the Gemara says, Rab Zeira says, could be there's no proof. Rab Zeira Omar, that Hocho Begoizel Shinofel Min Harum Askin, here we're talking about a bird, this Nevela Soif Tor, that the reason why you have to have a Machshava now, and we do not say since you had a Machshava before when it was alive to eat it, that should be called a Machshava. So Rab Zeira says, maybe that Machshava really does help. But here we're talking about a bird that came out of the wilderness like, Roy means from a high place. Rosh is oif habor, a wild bird. Perech bav is flying through the ear. That we did not see it mechayim, and now it just came down dead. So such a bird needs a machshava. Venachnami may be a bird that's around us. Since you had a machshava when it's alive to eat it, to shecht it, so even though it dies by itself, maybe you do not need machshava to make it into an eichel. So Mor says what again? That Reb Zeira Amahocha begoizel shenofim in harum askina. From harum means from the heights. The loy heavy come on, it wasn't in front of us. The lechosh alai, we should have machshava to eat from it. So that's why there's no machshava on it. That's why we need a machshava now when we find it after it's mace. But ein echanami, machshava mechaim maybe helps. Omlay Abai, Abai says back, no. Abai says back to Abzera, Tarna Girl is Shebiyavna, Michael Mema. What can you say about the case later we're going to have about Tarna Girl Shebiyavna? Rashi says, the Amila Kamon will say later, that Kusum Oishom, there were goyim there. The Chishu Olai, they had a mind heat from it. For a Tarna Girl is Oif Mizumino, a Tarna Girl is a hen that's around us. And as a Kamon when it's alive. And still we said, needs a Machshava, Latumas Maga, after its mace. So you see, a Machshava Mechem does not help. Or Malay, so Reb Zera says back, no, Tarna Girl Brua Heve. That over there, that case we'll soon see. Biavna was also a wild hen that flew away, that was not near us. So therefore, the Machri had no Machshava Mechayim. That's where definitely the Machshava Olachamisa. So Mora says, Achicha Olay, they thought left for him. Tarnago Bro, a wild a hen. Oif Tomehu, that's a Oif Tomeh. Here we're talking about a Oif Tor. A Oif Tomeh is a wild one. Does Noif Tummy have a din tumor altogether? It has no tumor, not the base of Liam. Rashi says, Oif Tummy me metama base of Liam. For Kaimalon, we hold the Gemar Chumin, that Nishi Yisur Mishum Ba Teichon Avela, Yotezesh Yisur Mishum Ba Teichon Tumeya. So Mela, that can't be the case that a wild hen, because a wild hen is a Noif Tummy, that has no tumor altogether. So the kids must be talking about a regular Tarnagelis. And still you see that you need a machshava liyachemisa chosarat ravuna. So Mor says back, oh maluhu Abaye. Abaye says back to them, listen, Gavu Rab Oma Milsa, the great person says something like this, is letechicho olay, do not laugh at him. It's not nice to laugh at an Adam Choshev. Rabbi Zeir was still an Adam Choshev. He answered it back like this. What he meant to say was, betarnagel shamordo. Tomana Tarnagel Shemarda that rebelled away from its master. It wasn't really a wild one, it just ran away from its master. Mar says, my bro, why do we call it a wild one for? The Yivroi Mimara just means it ran away from its master. Skitza, now when it came to a new place, by our place, we did not have Machshava Mechaim. We only have now, after it was mace, we found it, so that's why you have to have a Machshava here. But it could be, Dr. Bzeira says, maybe Machshava Mechaim really helps. Rapapa says, Tana Goyles, the Agma Avoy, no, it was a hen from the swamps. The Agmoy means it was not around us. Itaki was not a wild one, it was a Taka Kosher one, but just wasn't around us. It was the Agmo, so that's why Mechaim, we had no Machshav on it. So now the Achamisa, now we have Machshav on it. Ramorian says, Rapapa, Tana Papa goes according to his own reasoning. And Rapapa le Taimei, that Yom Rapapa says like this. Tarnagol the Agmo, a Tarnagol of the swamps is also. A Tarnagol means a male, that's also. But Tarnagol to the Agmo, a hen from the Agmo, Shari, that's Mutter, it's called an Oif Tor, it's Mutter Bachilo. And the Mor says with Simnech, what's the Simit, remember this? Amoini v'loy Amoinis. That an Amoini, a man, is also Bekal. Mashenken an Amoinis, she's Mutter Bekal. The same thing by this Tarnagol of Agmo, that a male is also, and a female is muta. The other Gemara says, Dorish Marema. Marema made a drush like this, that Tanagoto, the Agmo, again, that the Tanagoto, that's the male chicken, the cock, from the Agmo of the fields, Athira Sakos, it's a but, yeah. So the Gemara says, Chaz Yua Rabbonin. The Rabbonin saw, though, that the Doros of Yochlo, because the Rabbonin saw it, that used to be Doris, Vyokhla take its food, used to trample on top of the food. They used to see it do this. And while it was eating, it would be stamping on its food. So Moshe was so, Vahainu Girusa. That's this bird Girusa, that's taka called the knife, Tomei. Rashi says, Vahainu Girusa means the kaimlon we hold, Girusa's knife, Tomehu. The Yomar Perakol Aboso, Komadi Oslan, Rachmona, Shorlon, Kablai. Kits, it is called an knife, Tomei. That Moshe says, Tonra Barnon like this. Goizel, a bird, a pigeon, shenofel a gaf, that fell into a wine press, so it depends, and it died there. Vechishavol of lahalois lakusin, had a mind to take it out to give it to a guy to eat, so you had a mind to give it to a person to eat, so therefore has a shame oichel on it, and therefore tumeya, it becomes tumeya, like the loch is before, a writer of Huna, that you have machshavah on it now, after it was mace, it has a shame oichel on it, and therefore it has tumas oichel on it. And it'll be metama oichlin acherim. Now, what's going to be the kelev? Let's say you have the mind to take it out to give it to a dog. So an oichel for behemah is not called an oichel. Therefore, tor, it's not makabel tumas oichlin, and its tor will not be matam other oichlin. Rabbi Yechon and Ben Uri Yoyme, af le kelev term, he has no, even if you have a mind to take out this pigeon to give it to a dog, so you do not have a mind to use it for food, only for a dog, still it's tummy. So soon see why, even though you have no machsheva for an oichel, still he holds it has tumas oichlin on it. And the Gemara says, why? Rabbi Yechon and Ben Uri, Yechon and Ben Uri says like this, really kalvachoyim, I have a kalvachoyim here. In mitama to machamuro, shle de machsheva. Talocha ben oif, Nevelas oif tor has a tumah chamura without a machshava, meaning to say, even though you have no das to eat from it, still if somebody puts it down your throat and you swallow it, b'shas you swallow the base of liyam, it becomes like an avatum. It's metama you and your clothing you're wearing. So it's a kavu choyma that in metama tumah chamura shle b'machshav, even though you have no das to eat it, just happened to be that you ate it, but you didn't really have a das to eat it. Isn't the svara then that for sure this nevelas oif tor should have a tumakala on it, even though you have no machshava to eat from it? Again, a tumakala means it have tumas oichlin on it, that it could be metama oichlin or mashkin. So even though you have no machshava, still it should have tumas oichlin on it. That's from Yechon and Benuri's kavachayma. On this omula, the Chum said back to Yechon and Benuri, lo yimamata betumachamura. No, there's a big difference. You know why tumah chamura, this halacha, if you eat the nevelas oif tor, that you become tumah beis abliya, shekhen enu yoredes lakach. It's not yoredes lakach, I mean there's no din machshav at all on this. It doesn't pass the whole yisoid of machshav, but that's the gzeras akosav here. Then when you swallow this nevelas oif tor, you become tumah. But to yomi, you want to tell me though, but the regular pasha, but tumah kalo, by regular tumas oichlin, shekhen yoredes lakach, like all over every tumas oichlin, taka needs a machshava. Without a machshava, you have no tumas oichlin. So maybe since you always need a machshava, maybe the machshava should help over here. Omalehen, so he answered back, taina gerlis, asher biyavna, so therefore there's no kavachayma. That it could be for a tumah chamur, you do not need machshava. That it could be for this tumah kalo, you do need machshava. On this, if Yechon says back, omalehen, so Yechon says back, taina gerlis, asher biyavna, toichiyach. Yechon Menuri said, I'll bring you raya from this Tanagoylis, this hen in Yavna. She read this lakach, that's a hen, it's an oichel, that usually oichlin needs machshava to make it into an oichel. Utumeya shleva machshava. And still there they said it had tumas oichlin on it without a machshava to eat from it. Omrullah, they said back to him, no. Mishomra, is there any proof from over there from the case of Yavna? Over there, kusim hoyushom. Over there, the case was they were goyim over there, and therefore they had a mind to eat from it. So that's why that nevelas oif tor had a tumas oichlin on it. Not because without machshav it's chal tumas oichlin, but no, over there there was a machshav oichlin. Over there was meant for kusim, so he had a machshav oichlin on it. So again, therefore, there's no proof to Rabbi Yechon and Benuri. Now the Gemara says, "B'mayaskin." Let's see, what are we talking about here? What's this akimta? How is this oif talking about over here? B'mayaskin. Where are we talking about? You learn me if you want to tell me we're talking about big krochim in the big cities. And so lom lo machshava. What do you have to have machshiv nukot chomim? What do you have to have machshava to eat from this tanagolus even after it's mace? If you have tanan, we learn like this: nevelas bei matora. If you have a dead animal, a behem matora, the dog without a shechita. B'chol mok, no matter where it is, it's always tum, it has tumas oichlin on it. Rashi says, b'chol mok, means afil b'kform, even in the small towns. The lek oichlim ruben, stomal achila. That most probably people haven't asked eat from it, so therefore it has a shame oichl on it, therefore have tumas oichlin on it. What about nevelas oif tor? What about a dead bird, oif tor? Or else the achila, or else fats? So it depends. Bikrochim, if it's in the big cities, ain't tzrichim. Loi machshav, loi hechshav, do not have to have machshava. They don't have to have a perish or machshava to go eat from it. Because min astan, people will use it to eat. And therefore, din v'loi hechshav, you don't have to have a hechshav mayim. Because since these things are soif latama to machamura, there's not need a hechshav. So I call upon him, that's the kashi. We're talking about over here, the krochim gedolim. Lechur, you don't have to have machshava. One of the chum say you have to have machshava. Ella, what do you want to tell me? We're talking about over here, maybe by Kforim, in the small towns. Samar says again, like how could Rabbi Yochanan and Benuri say you don't have to have machshav? Does anybody say like that? Shitlachor Kohen, everybody should have to have machshava. The Yotnan learn like this. Nevelas behema tameya b'chol mokoim. Nevelas behema tameya b'chol mokoim. If an animal dies, it's nevelas tameya b'chol mokoim. But it says clearly, nevelas soif tor. What about if a bird dies? A tordika bird. So it depends. It says the form. If you only find in the small towns, tzricha machshava. It says clearly, stam mishne nuksin that you have to have machshava to give it into masoichlin. But the ain't tzricha. You don't have to have hechsher on it. So here you see, you have to have machshava. Sakav Yochanan Nur say you don't have to have machshava. So Mor says, Omer Rab Zera Bar Chanina, Liyerlom Bekrach. I tell you what we're talking about now. Bekrach, a big city. So if so, is good Rabbi Yochanan Nur says you don't have to have machshava. Then in Shred the Tanakama, one of the Chum say you have to have a machshava. So my answer to here, the case was that this Tana girl fell into a gas, fell into the wine press. Vigito mi astoy. Since it fell into the wine press, that made it meas, it made it disgusting like. Vyasoka kfarim made it now like a small town and not everybody wants to eat it. So therefore the Chum say that since people don't want to eat it right now, so therefore you have to have machshava to make it into an eichel. If you don't have machshava, then it will not become into an eichel. Baramashi says, behind the time of the Rabbonin, boy machshav with the gash no potoichem astoy. If you're in a hog and lachila kokach, it's not fit to be eaten anymore. That's why they said the Chum say you have to have a machshav. The other Gemara says that, but still, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he says, no, you don't have to have a machshav, and he had a kalva choyma. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, kalva choyma. In metama tumah chamur of this oif, has a tumah chamur when you eat it, when you swallow it, it's metama you're the base of liyam, it's shleb machshav, even though you have no machshav to eat it beforehand. It's so loy tam, isn't it a svarah to say should have a tumah loy tam tumah kalom shleib machshav? Isn't it a svarah to say that this oif tom, this nevela should have tumas oiflin on it, even though you don't think to give it to somebody to eat, you don't think to give it to a guy to eat? Stam it should have tumas oiflin merkav b'chayma. On this amla the Chum said back, no, avru loy loy yimamata b'tumah chamura. This halacha that nevela oif tor, if you eat it, it's metame you by beis abliyah, it's metame your whole body, and you're the begodim. Shekin any redas akach. There's no din to have a machshavah on it. There's no din machshavah on this halacha of nevela oif tor. That's metame you by beis abliyah. So Morris asked the question now: what does the Chum mean to say? Ma any redas akach? What does the Chum mean to say that here it's not your redas akach? You don't need any machshavah. What does it mean? Some are Rav says, this is what it means. This is what the Chum meant to say back.